brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Filmmaker James L. Bills was in New Orleans from the start to the finish. We had him on, really, just a few months after the disaster last year to talk about what he witnessed there, the gun confiscations, the dead bodies, the prisoners with the water rising. Now the video's out, and we have, if you go to Infowars.com, you can link through and watch some of the incredible clips. He's even got a page called the Alex Jones page. And we're going to do an interview with him here in the next 30, 45 minutes or so. Then the last 15 minutes, I'm going to cover some news we haven't gotten to. Then we're going to take the season to let us use a few of the video clips out of the film. We're going to take that and lay that down over this audio interview and put it out on the web to get the word out to the people. But we can't forget this. You know, we just had the one-year anniversary a few months ago. But the reason we're here talking about it is it shows you what FEMA and the government is going to do if they ever get the chance. And there is a new article out about how Congress has voted to keep all the old camps open. Well, that's deceptive. Keep them open. They have been closed, and now, starting in the late 90s, they've been going back into Manazar and the high desert of California. I've been there and other places. They put new federal prison camp signs up. They put water back in. They put electricity back in. They repair the fences. And then they say, oh, now it's an open park for you to come see what these camps are like. Meanwhile, we have the Houston Chronicle admitting under FEMA documents that they're building camps for the American people all over the country. Well, these are part of those camouflage camps, and I did a piece back in 1998. Photos, everything. On Infowars.com. In fact, I was looking for it this morning. It's somewhere in the archives. And lo and behold, so Paul wrote a good article about this, Paul Watson. He didn't even know that I had already predicted and already been there and already seen that they had just refurbished them, built them, and set them up and didn't have them open to the public. It was just, there they are, fresh coat of paint, waiting happily. Where they kept the Japanese, where they kept Germans, where they kept POWs, where they kept Italian Americans. And we always talk about Japanese. What happened to them was terrible. But Germans and Italians got thrown in the hooskow as well, and now Glenn Beck and all these big neocons are calling for putting the Arabs in camps. Well, the Arabs first to break the good old ice, but then it will expand out from there. So it is all coming up after this quick break that we're about to slide into with James L. Bills and the film Refuge of Last Resort. And it is powerful. By the way, he took it to the... It's also a story of media control and manipulation and censorship. He took this riveting, I mean, bombshell footage, just hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of it, to the media. And they said, we don't want any of that. We don't know. We're not going to show that. No, no, no. BBC showed some of it. And some other foreign stations did, but still watered it down. But we're not going to hold any punches. Some of the most hardcore clips are up on the web right now. And, again, as I said, he's gracious enough to let us. And I guess we're pretty gracious, too, because we're not going to make any money off this. But we'll put it together and put it out on the web, take a few clips and put it over the interview that is coming up. Don't forget the websites. They're Infowars.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and of course we have sites like MartialLaw911.info, which is a bibliography of my film, Martial Law, which some listeners think is my best film. I think Terror Storm is, but Martial Law is different. It's good. Every claim, every document, everything we show is bibliographed, and a listener, by the way, put the site together and put it up. It's very professional. We're very thankful to that listener for doing that. All right. We'll come back and plunge in, lest we forget, to what happened in New Orleans with some new tidbits.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we now have 51 and a half minutes left in this broadcast, my final broadcast of this week. I'll be back, though, this Sunday to kick off the new week. Yeah, most people kick it off on Monday. I kick it off on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Got to get my ox out of the ditch here, folks. The country's in a crisis, working extra hard. Back from 4 to 6 p.m. out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, where Texans can listen from southern Oklahoma right down to the coast of this great state, down to Brownsville, and now syndicated, quite a few of our great affiliates picking it up and a lot more signing on to do that every single week, so we're really thankful. For the next 40 minutes or so, 35 minutes or so, I want to talk to a man who we've interviewed before, but now his film is done, and it's an incredible documentary, and he's got some free clips for you up on his website if you go to Infowars.com. There's a big link to the subpage called the Alex Jones page that has some particular clips that aren't even in the film, some that are, of what they witnessed while they were there. And the reason I'm going back to New Orleans right now, a year plus after the tragedy, is because, well, there's a lot of different reasons. The way the media handled it, the propaganda, the cover-up of just how bad it really was. You think it's bad, folks. No, it's even worse than you thought if you talked to the eyewitnesses or if you went through it. And we know that FEMA sabotaged the power. We know FEMA jammed police communications as the storm hit. We know that FEMA cut the communications lines. We know that the armed police had to go guard police installations and police relay towers to stop FEMA from cutting them. We know that for 4 to 5 days they blocked aid coming into the city, and then afterwards went into the high and dry wealthy areas with huge flatback trucks full of armed FBI, U.S. military, National Guard, and police to confiscate guns. In fact, I forgot. Why don't you pull that ABC clip up of the reporter that got blown to bits, who we don't hear from anymore, there in Iraq, where they're doing the gun confiscation. I think that dovetails in a horrific way with what we're about to talk about. But the film is Refuge of Last Resort, the true Hurricane Katrina story. It's a no-holds-barred documentary, chronicles the days before, during, and after Hurricane Katrina, told from the viewpoint of several families stuck in New Orleans. This moving and unflinching story says so much by saying so little. Most of the footage has never been seen by the public, and there is absolutely no stock footage used in the film. And there's even more that's on the web now, and that he's going to be sending us some raw footage to put on the web. We're very thankful to that. And so now we are joined by James L. Bills. James, thanks for coming back on with us.
Thank you for having us, Alex, and as always, excellent show. I was trying to explain to lots of friends of mine, because people listen to your show a bit, and for some weird reason, you probably heard this before, people think, wow, he's really left-wing. And I say, no, he's not at all left-wing. And when I tried, so now when I explain your political affiliation, I just say Alex Jones is a patriot. So,
well, thank you. Now, I mean, I know you're a listener to the show, and we're flattered by that. That's how we originally got in contact. But I'm a constitutionalist, so the Democrats and Republicans are teamed up, bought off by foreign interests, destroying our liberty, our country, our economy. And so I'm trying to wake the people up to fight it, and that's really what you're trying to do, is just tell the truth.
We're trying to get the truth out there. That's right. We're trying to let people know, because so many people either think that they know what happened, and when we show them even just our film, again, which is compared to some things out there relatively tame, even though it's horrific, opens up so many eyes. When people see it, they walk away saying, I had no idea that was what was going on.
Now you shot most of this footage, but also you got footage from jail guards, policemen. I mean, you've got some amazing stuff. Tell us about the film, and let's talk about, you were in New Orleans the entire time from, you know, before it started through it. I want to break that down, and then, you know, I mean, let's discuss from an eyewitness account, and then you have the video to back it up, what you really saw.
Well, if I can start, the video that we released nationwide is the only contains the video that I shot. The jail guard footage we ended up pulling out of this cut, and we let another company make a full documentary on the jail, just so you know. So the final cut that we went with, the hour-long cut, we only show what we went through. We show the military moving in and taking over the city, detaining people and putting them basically in pens. But to start from the beginning, again, the film starts out with us kind of almost whimsical. We're like, we're stuck in the city. We can't get out. Traffic is literally backed up from Baton Rouge into downtown New Orleans. Saturday morning, I watched the news first thing before Katrina. And they're saying the same thing they've been saying a few days. Looks like it's going to hook into Florida like every other hurricane does. And, of course, at lunchtime, that was not what had happened. Of course, by then, it was too late. If you were in New Orleans at lunchtime on Saturday, August 27th, and you were going to ride Katrina out, no ifs, ands, or buts. So our house was a 100-year-old house. It about a month earlier, Hurricane Cindy, a Category 1, had blown through. We were without power for 5 full days, so we were kind of extremely worried. Luckily, my friend Gabriel Black, who you see in the trailer talking about the atrocities of Katrina, his wife worked at a hotel downtown, a hurricane-proof hotel, which it indeed was, and so we rode out the hurricane in complete safety. We were fine after the storm. After the storm was over, we were fine. And I'm sure you've heard the argument, people saying, well, you shouldn't have stayed there then. Well, why? We were fine. We were out walking around, you know, at 4 o'clock on Monday, walking around looking at things. Things were fine.
But the police basically stood down. Let's go through.
So the police disappeared, Alex. They didn't stand down. They disappeared. Let me jump right into a horror story. This is, again, imagine you're in anywhere USA and you see a guy get beat almost to death on the street in front of you. We're of course, up on the second floor with a concrete balcony. Here's a guy beat almost to death. Almost beat to death, literally for his money, which had no function at all. There was no reason to have any money at all, for his watch and for his shirt. That's it. You know, beat a guy. So on the radio, this is Tuesday after the storm. On the radio, we're hearing, go to the convention center. Go to the convention center. There's EMTs. There's food at the convention center. We're hearing this on the radio. You know, on the battery powered radio, we're hearing that there's food, EMTs, water there. Well, we get there. We literally take this guy in the back of a truck and drive him the 3.5 blocks to the convention center. There are 1, 2, 3 police officers at the convention center, period. 3 police officers. They're in civilian clothes. They have their police belts on. They have hunting rifles with scopes on them because they don't have any gear. They have no communication. Like, and the way we found them in the 10-plus thousand people that were there, I don't know where they get that there were only a few hundred people at the convention. There were thousands of people there. A police car would pull up and chit-chat with them through the window, then drive off. Then another minute later, another car would pull up, chit-chat, and drive off. So we took this guy over there to them, and we said, this guy's been attacked, he's going to die, he needs medical help. And the first words out of the police officer's mouth were, he's just going to have to die.
Because and this is important for people to understand throughout history. The government can't, won't, is not going to help you in a major emergency. In fact, they're not going to come with food. They're going to come with guns to take your guns.
That's another thing. They came with guns. Okay, that's another thing. People tell me, and again, this is Texas. We're living in Texas now. People say if they came to my gun, they'd have house to get my gun, they'd have a fight. Well, you know what? Those 50 airborne rangers would win that fight. They didn't come to your house nice and knock your door saying, may we please see your gun. They came in force. They came, you know, with a full little contingency of troops to go in and take your weapon, and they entered houses with their guns drawn. That's why I put that ABC News story up, because people forgot about that story, and I was told that that story had actually been pulled before it even got to run. I don't know if that's true or not, but it was that to me. When you see armed troops in your country, not police officers, even if police officers are doing this, but when you see armed troops in your country go into houses unannounced with their guns drawn, to search through your goods to see if you have firearms, and if you do, or if you make the wrong move, you're either arrested or shot. That's a major red flag. That should have been the number one story worldwide, and it didn't even make a whisper. The news kind of ignored it.
Now, things didn't degenerate immediately. There were some problems, but it got worse and worse because no help did come.
That's right. No help did come whatsoever. I'm sorry. Go ahead and make your point.
Well, no, it's just in past hurricanes, the military would swoop in with food, directing traffic, helping. It was an automatic default position. The police didn't leave, and the crises were dealt with. Why was it different here? Why was there the big stand down? They let things break down for four or five days.
I have yet to hear a reason why. And I've asked. Let me tell you, I've asked everyone until I was blue in the face. Why? Why? How come afterwards it's so few families? There was an article that I pulled off your site from MSNBC where less than 0.25% of the actual number of families who were supposed to have gotten the help from Katrina got it.
Well, we know what happened, and people say, well, it was an embarrassment for Bush. Bush is a puppet. Over $100+ million has been paid out. Even more will be paid out. Much of it in no-bid contracts. By it being a disaster, now FEMA gets to say we need more powers, more funding, because we screwed up. It's order out of chaos. By screwing up, and that's why they blocked the tens of thousands of police and firemen that swarmed in from Texas.
And the Red Cross, who wanted to go in with food, who were not allowed to enter the city.
And even Walmart and even the Coast Guard, they said no. And they even made emergency managers sit there for 4 or 5 days while their mother died. Now, if I'd have been that emergency...
And because he got the dates wrong, because Aaron Broussard got the dates wrong, that woman died, ABC News or NBC News busted his chops over it, calling him a liar because he got the date wrong of her death. You remember
that? But it's admitted that she did die from days of being left there.
That's a fact. That's an absolute fact. And he even complained back, how dare you, if a real flesh-and-blood American died because help that was to come didn't come. Yet the story wasn't that for some reason. To the news, the story was Aaron Broussard got the date of her death wrong. That's how warped the corporate news of America is.
Well, then they even went in and busted a few people who'd left folks at nursing homes, but nobody in the government that orchestrated all this got in trouble.
Alex, here's something sicker. Now I want people to look this up because I've been trying to look it up, and again, I'm not an attorney. Maybe an attorney can look this up. In Louisiana, the legislature passed a law so that no city, parish, or state employer or public official can get in legal trouble or be sued in court for civil damages resulting from Hurricane Katrina.
Amazing. Stay there. Let's talk about it when we get back. I want to talk about what you saw, what's in the film. I have seen a lot of the raw footage. I've seen the film, and I've seen some of the clips on the web. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Morning, honey.
Wow,
the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The film is Refuge of Last Resort. We've got links to where you can get it. We're joined by filmmaker James L. Bills, who lived through it. When we come back in the next segment, I'll play that ABC News clip. What about some of the clips we've got a link to up on Infowars.com over to your site? What will people see if they go to the site there?
Well, the first thing that they'll see, again, let me go ahead and so that I know I'm talking about it. The first thing they'll see, of course, is that important ABC News story. I try to go and find, because in my documentary I only make it a point to show what I saw so I can say firsthand, yep, I saw that. I can prove that happened. Call me a liar. Here it is. But the ABC News and the other news stories that are on there basically to show the American people like that One of them is a gentleman who's an attorney, a wealthy attorney, who's screaming, saying, why is the military invading my neighborhood? Why are there armed troops taking me out of my house? Get out, leave me alone. It's not just the poor who they took this over. They, for some reason, put the kibosh on all of New Orleans. The other troop they'll see, the other picture they'll see is the police literally looting the Walmart. And Gabriel and I were some of the first civilians in Walmart that the police let in. And when the police let us in the Walmart, just so everyone knows, they saved our lives by letting us go get food and supplies. They were very nice at first. Apparently, all hell broke loose once we got out of there because they had gunfights and they were tasering people. But probably for taking all the Xbox like we saw them taking, or even, and again, I hate to say this because so many New Orleans police officers did do the right thing, but so many did not. We did see a lot of New Orleans police officers taking things they shouldn't have taken.
Well, that's the point. The society's degenerated, and so the police have degenerated as well.
Well, Alex, we live in a nation where the overly wealthy are starving to death and the overly poor are morbidly obese. So we live in a very topsy-turvy nation right now. But the biggest thing about Katrina to me, and the reason I'm trying to get the word out the way I am, is because of the media's ultimate failure to get any real stories out. One of the stories, and again, people, if anyone knows any, you can email me in my site. The site is refugeoflastresort.net. If anyone knows any guardsman who really was there, because when Al Gomez and I were there doing the interviews of Gabriel and his friends that were still in the Park St. Charles on September 11th of 05, we were told that on that day, the National Guard had shot and killed 90-plus people who were looting in New Orleans. In the outside world, did that ever make the news?
Well, we know that there were huge gunfights, people being shot, cops would be shooting at an alligator, people freak out and start shooting, you know, rescue workers or workers.
That's a fact, yeah.
Yeah, so we know a lot of people got killed, I don't know about 90-plus, but we know that they also cordoned off a lot of houses.
They did, they actually put the fences up around things, they actually put a fence up around the bus station and made that into a temporary jail where people were stuck in for months with no jurisprudence whatsoever. You know, and again, society broke down, and when people say it was Mad Max, it was Mad Max all the way, but the press really seemed not to press it. For some reason, they really didn't want to show how bad it was.
And so when it's Mad Max, if you're high and dry with your family and plenty of food, in a week, troops are going to show up, they're going to kick your door down,
And
arrest you, take your guns, and then stick your kid on a plane that flies off, and then put you in some camp. And this is the drill. Look, my belief from all the evidence is that this was a laboratory. They tried to frustrate it and make it as bad as possible to test out their population management systems.
And they saw an opportunity and they did just that. This was for some reason because no sane government would respond this way. No rational person sitting in public office would say, yes, let's do that. Let's not send food in for 4 days. Then when we do send food, first let's send armed troops to round people up. You know, they waited till people were so weak they couldn't fight back at all, then sent the troops in. That's what it appeared like to me. And again, in the preview, Gabriel makes the point, if our military did this in any country in the world, it would be an atrocity, it would be a war crime. But because it's happened on an American soil, it makes it that much more of an atrocity. And when he said that, I was sitting there ready to cry my eyes out because he nailed it on the head. I mean, in the history of the United States, this has never happened before, where there are armed, and people try to say, oh, there were never any armed troops there. There were nothing but armed troops there. And people say, well, they didn't have their finger on the trigger. They rolled in with their finger on the trigger. They rolled in waving to you with one hand while their finger was on the trigger with the other hand. I mean, it blew my mind. And again, one thing to say, when you're dealing with troops, stay rational. Don't lose your composure when they talk to you. Al Gomez was detained in front of my house by armed National Guardsmen aiming their weapons at him. And when I came out, of course, with my camera, I had to shut it off immediately. So in the film, you see there are 9 frames of a National Guard truck with a guy hanging at the top with a machine gun, another guy walking towards Al with a machine gun, and they basically interrogated us, wanted to see where we were from. The good news is after they talked to us for probably 20 minutes or so, they mellowed out. They're like, well, we're under orders. You know, we'd love to let you go back in your house and take your goods. We're under orders. You're not allowed to get anything out of your house. You must leave now. Thank you. And my thing is, don't go after the troops. Go after who laid down the orders. Someone had to give that troop an order.
And then they tried to deny there was gun confiscation going on, but then the mayor bragged, yeah, we're taking your guns. I tell you, it's amazing. Stay there. We're going to talk more about what you actually witnessed and what eyewitnesses told you when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is ABC News, and we've got Fox News, and O'Reilly says it's great, where they go into an old lady's house, they grab her gun, they tackle her, they take her gun away. Now, this is in the wealthiest area. In fact, I've got an architecture book that even has in this video clip one of these houses. It was built by one of the richest people, I forget his name, there in New Orleans, 100-and-something years ago. They're in the wealthiest area, high and dry. They got power. They got everything, their own generators. We're not bringing you food 5-6 days after. We're coming to take your guns. The troops need to be prepared to do this. And all over the country, I got video of our military going back 8-9 years ago, training to take our guns and admitting it. So here it is. We'll go back to our guest.
That includes New Orleans, where today authorities stepped up their efforts to empty the city. Bob Woodruff is there again tonight with an extraordinary human drama unfolding. Bob?
That's true, Elizabeth, and good evening from New Orleans. Here, the police and the National Guard find themselves in a very difficult position tonight to try to carry out an order to force people from the city without actually using force. Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department, go home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn.
and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken?
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city. This guard unit occupied a church, using it as a base camp. They had to leave a note because they could not get hold of the pastor to get permission.
It is surreal. Yeah, you never expect to do this in your own country.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling American neighborhoods.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think about the stuff that you're going to have to do. Somebody pops around the corner.
Let me shoot an American.
Yeah.
Claim in the piece, good propaganda. That's why they send Mr. Woodruff over to Iraq to get his face blown off. See how the New World Order treated you there, buddy? He sits there for some gun confiscation over there. He sits there and says they, you know, went in and didn't use force and they were nice. And it shows them slamming people down on the ground, their faces on the ground, taking their guns. But that's how propaganda works. They say one thing verbally, showing you another. You got to see the video. And we've got links to it up on Infowars.com right now. Going back to our guest, filmmaker of Refuge of Last Resort, a film you've got to get, James L. Bills. James, your comments on that piece and what you saw and what others witnessed and what eyewitnesses told you went on with the gun confiscation.
Again, with my own eyes, well myself, okay, on Saturday after the hurricane, they had finally cleared out the convention center and they put up those pretty little porta-potties. Even though no one was there now, that was a media sense as well, they had stacks and stacks and stacks of boxes of MREs. Well, I still didn't know if we were going to be able to get out of there, so I said, may I please have a box of MREs? And they argued with me for a second, you can only have one single MRE to sustain yourself, that's it, the rest of these are for us, you can't have any. And they noticed that I had basically a buck pocket knife, and they frisked me, patted me down, took my buck knife away from me, and that was... Again, hands-on, and that's when I realized that things were happening that way.
Yeah, you're literally in Escape from New York, Hearts of Darkness, Road Warrior with Mel Gibson, Apocalypto. You're in the middle of this hell, and you're obviously not a threat. There's no assessment, no proper police work being done. It's just, we're going to take your buck knife.
That's right, and that really insulted me, because for basically a week, we were the law on that square block city of New Orleans.
Hey, listen, they trained the police and the military that an armed citizen is the enemy, and we're all enemies of the government.
Well, you saw those masked men with Bushmasters were set up in front of our hotel the next day, and we... Again, by that time, the owner of the hotel had already brought generators in. He brought in air movers to blow air to the hotel. There were military troops everywhere. But on the corner of our hotel, they drop off two guys with black masks on, Bushmasters. So when we went, and I went.
Hey, who was the? I forget his name. The black general who two weeks later finally showed up.
General Honoré.
Yeah, a good guy. It seemed like, as there he is on TV going, "Stop aiming guns at people. What's your problem?"
And they credit that as happening on September 2nd, but that could not have possibly happened on September 2nd because on September 2nd there were still armed troops moving into the city everywhere. I mean, they had to get the date wrong on that because every report I see says that happened September 2nd. No way did that happen. I was physically on the ground where he supposedly said that to happen, and there were troops with guns everywhere. There were armed Army Airborne Rangers there on the ground, Alex. And that was one of the creepiest things. When we finally got out of that city, when it was Sunday, we had finally got a hold of a vehicle, of a relative. We were able to get out. We had to go down to St. Charles at night, and it was probably midnight. There were no lights anywhere. The city's black as it can be. The only light lighting up as we're driving literally on the streetcar track, because the streets have too much debris in them. And we see military vehicles everywhere, and there's soldiers walking around with the night vision goggles on like in Iraq. I almost, again, messed my pants when I saw that. And when we get to the outskirts of the city...
Now, let's be clear. Tens of thousands of firemen and police from all over the U.S. showed up within days, and they said, you can't go in. People with boats came to help. You can't go in. And instead, we have gang member cops inside telling good-looking women, you got to show me your breasts. You got to give me some honey if you want us to help you. Old people dying and starving everywhere and shooting.
Getting no help, too. Yeah, getting no help. That's right.
I mean, let's be clear. So then they come 5, 6, 7 days later. Hey, we're here to help you. We're here to put a gun to your head.
That's pretty. And again, our military is a phenomenal military, but if someone orders them to go and to do it, you know what they're going to do? What they're ordered to do.
What about all the video of the police, though, you know, out there looting and lawless and demanding favors?
We saw that firsthand. Again, we saw that firsthand. Here's what the video of the police that is not out there. If you go to my site, there's a link to the actual National Professional Photojournalists Association describing in detail how the police would surround the press vehicles to take their cameras and their chips away from them, their cards from their cameras away.
Oh, there was AP reporters who reported a captain walking up with troops with handguns and said, if you report on the things you've just seen, we're going to kill you. We kill reporters in Iraq, and we will kill you.
Yeah, well, you know what?
They had to be given orders to be talking like that.
See, we actually were told we would be relocated if we told anything or were seen taking any more video. We were told we would be relocated.
Oh, to one of the special areas, yeah.
But isn't that, I mean, in your own country, I always thought in America you could walk around with a videotape, with a video camera. If you saw something happen, you could videotape, but apparently you cannot.
No, the government looks at us with cameras and puts them in school bathrooms, hooked into the police department, but we're not to film God. See, the state is God. We're the slaves. But don't let me cut you off. You said that they would, of course, this has been in the press, they would surround the press. You are the enemy, too. Tell us about that.
I'll quote it to you exactly. This is a professional press photographer. These are his own words. We came upon a body while driving, apparently shot by the police. While I was still driving, I took a few photos through the open window, and I heard an officer yell, "Get that camera now." About a half a dozen cops started running towards the car. And he says, since the car was still in motion, I saw them drawing and raising their guns. Afraid they would shoot us, I slammed on the brakes. That happened in America. It didn't happen in Baghdad.
Oh, then they would have. They would have and claimed you were another looter.
That did not happen in Baghdad. That happened in the United States of America. And that's another thing. I felt if President Bush knew this
was happening.
Well,
see, the answer is guns. We have criminals open fire on you for no reason. You got to defend yourself.
There was so much shooting going on, and there were snipers, there were police snipers, there were military snipers across the street from the hotel we were in.
Well, this is chances for guys that've never been in the military to really go quote fight an enemy, and the enemy was starving people, so it's a power trip.
And it's true.
They might have sold hunting licenses. Go kill some Americans. It's fun.
The Blackwater mercenaries, and they showed up, and they were real Blackwater mercenaries, complete with the bear claws. And I had no idea what a bear claw patch meant. I was like, what is that? And these guys were very well armed, and they're
running around in black masks.
And it was black. And I was like, why are there mercenaries on the ground? I mean, what?
And then we heard, we heard they weren't armed. What really happened?
That's another thing. I kept getting told by so many people, yeah, but they weren't armed. We've seen the news; they weren't armed. I challenge anyone in any frame of photography we took or video we took to show me an unarmed soldier. I mean, and again, when the fire in my film, we saw a hotel bookstore catches on fire, the whole building ends up burning down right about two blocks away from us. A few men from the fire department show up trying to put it out, but there's no real fire department there. The building burns to the ground. We tried to walk the block there, and out of nowhere, men in black masks and hoods and high-powered rifles hop up and stop us dead in our tracks. Out of nowhere. And like, where are these guys hiding at? I mean, God forbid, you know, we'd be actual, bad guys. I guess they would have shot us on sight, but because we had, you know, two women with us, my wife being one of the people.
What did they say to you?
They actually said, "Get the F back where you were. Get the F down." That kind of stuff. Now
let's be clear. They block the highways, won't let people walk out. Put them for 5-6 days in a excrement laden facility full of dead bodies and other detritus and raping going on.
That's true. And again,
let's be clear, though. They have huge piles of food and MREs for at least 2 days, won't give it to people.
Won't share it with anybody. That's
won't,
right.
You know, just huge. The more helicopters bring it, just a few greedy troops, stars, none of it for you. Literally sitting on huge piles of it, just a feeling of hatred for America, hatred of the people. The slaves don't deserve anything. And then, so you can't get out, you can't get food, and you're walking around, mercenary scum comes up and cusses at you.
Now, at our hotel, also, that's another thing. When Melissa, who was Gabriel's wife, tried to go out and talk to a police officer, when we finally, this was Tuesday evening, finally saw police officers come up, they drew their guns on her. A little skinny white woman, couldn't weigh more than 90 pounds, unarmed, wearing a tank top because it's 103 degrees outside, yell at her, "Get the F on the ground or we will shoot you." Just like that. No, how can we help you? Yes, nothing pleasant in any way, shape, or form. But back to the
Well, you know how to not get in trouble in any emergency. Just have a black mask and a bunch of gear. and stick some official patch on it, and they'll go, oh, fellow God, fellow God,
actually,
fellow
next,
God.
Next
oh, my gosh,
emergency.
It's a fellow God.
We're going to be self-sufficient. We learned that you will be self-sufficient. You will hide.
But, I mean, you got to dress like an Inquisitor, Ringwraith, Nazgul, Nazi, executioner, and you'll be fine now.
I would have never guessed in 1,000 years when FEMA was on the radio saying that we've already prepositioned troops and our help and help is coming in, that the help would come in the form of masked and heavily armored soldiers. And again, they were even at the airport; they were everywhere.
They were also being led by FBI in the big flatback trucks in their black mask. Was this a great time of manliness and enjoyment?
This seemed to me like basically a bunch of guys who wanted to play war games, like you said, are finally getting the chance to play war games, and they only have to fly overseas; they can do it right here. And again, I love our military.
Oh yeah,
military.
A lot of these pro-gun, fake conservative cops and military—they'd love to take your guns. They'd love to put you in a FEMA camp, folks. They love it. It's being manly. Man isn't helping weak people. Now listen. You know, I had family on the helicopters doing the insertions and the saving people, and there was some of that going on. But the security people on the ground were a pack of criminals.
Well, you know who was very polite, shockingly, and I think they were so polite because they felt so awkward. Were in fact the airborne Army Rangers. They were horrendously polite.
Yeah, actual trained military, not Cobra Commander goon scum nobodies. Plus, the airborne Rangers aren't used to just shoving civilians around. Period. So the cops had the enjoyment, and it was an enjoyment feeding frenzy. So the troops weren't. I mean, real troops weren't.
No, the airborne Rangers were very polite, and because again we actually had to go. The owner of the hotel we were in owned another hotel called the Le Cirque. We had to go steal diesel fuel for the generator because we had one light socket per floor, and that's what we'd plug everything into, is that light socket, because we had to have power to recharge batteries to basically function, and it came in very handy. But we had to go steal diesel fuel from another hotel that was a part of the family. And when the Airborne Rangers came up, they could have just shot us as looters, but they didn't. They were instead they talk to us. What are you guys doing?
Well, number one, in a total breakdown society, if people are getting subsistence materials, it's in the handbooks not to shoot them. You shoot violent looters. You shoot, you sit there quietly in your position and you wait for somebody to be running around waving a gun or beating people and then you shoot them. You don't just run around shooting people because you want to kill because you're a real man.
Now, by Wednesday evening, I'd say that the trucks full of armed civilians who are going on robbing people kind of disappeared. And they were, again, imagine walking out in your street and right by you goes a red pickup truck with about four guys with shotguns looking around for people to rob.
I'd open fire. You know what I'd do? I'd kill so many of those people. I mean, I'm not sitting there saying I'm a tough guy, but come on, folks. It'd be just like shooting a herd of hogs running around.
That's why I was glad we had Gabriel with us who had his guns with us. Unfortunately, Gabriel brought his guns to keep them safe in case his house flooded. We had very few rounds of ammunition.
In fact, what I've read about, I'd worry about my life. I'd take two, and there's tons of ammo.
Yeah.
Again, is that a lot of the accounts are, though, that what stopped the total looting before the military and police came in was that a lot of neighborhoods were armed.
Yeah. On the Wednesday after the storm, we went down St. Charles to go to the hotel to get the other hotel to get more provisions, and we actually found the freezer with breakfast pastries that weren't entirely melted, so we had a treat. Basically, every group we passed had guns. We'd all just kind of nod to each other like, yeah, that's your group, here's our group, and there was no animosity at all. But it was odd. Again, it was cowboys and Indians. Everyone on the street had their own guns, had their own weapons, because you had to out of necessity. If you did not, again, you'd be beaten like that poor guy who died at the convention center who we took over there. And there was actually, when we went to Walmart, I thought we were going to die because we didn't have any guns whatsoever. Like retards, we had a lot of cash on us because we figured we'd have to pay for stuff at the Walmart. And when the first big truckload of guys unloaded right near us to see what we had in our carts, we thought they were going to kill us. But as soon as we said, no, it's at Walmart, they're giving things away for free, they piled back in their vehicle and drove to Walmart. It was
Were these gang member types? Who was mainly in the trucks?
It was the worst gang member types of the worst gang member types you could imagine. Gang members on the prowl. And Gabriel picked up a couple of rocks, and like, if these guys go after us, they're just going to shoot us to death. And that was it. And again, I just kind
of
stood there.
And, of course, those guys all disappeared the minute the troops and police got there, who should have been there from minute one, as they have been in past problems, and that's why we haven't had problems. But, of course, no. Then they have to just go after everybody, the little families, and got to aim guns at little kids with mommy.
And they did, you know, and they did that. They aimed weapons at my children. I have a 2-year-old daughter who had a military man aim a gun at her, a 2-year-old little girl with the most beautiful eyes. And when I saw the alleged Katrina hearings and a congressman yell at a woman because she said a National Guardsman aimed his gun at my child, calling her a liar, that guy's a piece of garbage.
Oh, they're a bunch of criminal filth.
You know, that guy's a piece, because that happened in America on our soil. American soldiers aimed their weapons at American children for no reason whatsoever. That happened, and that should go down in history. People should, and that's another thing. Alex, if I left my car at the mall, and I said, Alex, my car's at the mall right now, and my kids are in it, would you go get them? Instead of going to get them, you sent a couple of your buddies over with guns to keep them in the car until you got there, and in the 4 days they died, you'd go to prison, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Who's going to prison over Katrina for abandoning these people? Tell me,
they're
going
to get more FEMA funding, more control, and be our gods.
People need to go to prison, Alex. That's my opinion.
They do. Stay there. Final segment. We'll just run it to the end here because it's so important. And we're going to take this interview and put a few video clips over and put it up on the web. This is just unbelievable what this country's turned into.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Mr. Bills is going to send me about 4 hours of raw footage he's got. We're going to take some clips out and some clips out of Refuge Last Resort and put it over this interview in the next few weeks and put it up on the web for people that are out there so you can see and hear the truth and learn the reality. You can get Refuge Last Resort at Hollywood Video, Blockbuster, even some HEBs in Texas, Movie Gallery, Netflix, Amazon.com. And I've seen it. It's very important that you see it. And that people around you, because once you see this, And this isn't even political. It just shows what happened. You'll see what lies. Even as bad as you heard it was in the news, it wasn't, what would you say, 1/10th, 1/20th? What we saw in the news, and they kept saying, oh, that was exaggerated. Was it worse or was it better than what we saw in the news?
It was so much worse. Again, we had reporters there comparing it, who were fresh from Baghdad, comparing it to Baghdad. That's how bad it was. And when the helicopters are landing, when I showed the video of the helicopters first coming in, it looks like I'm videotaping Baghdad. It looks like I have a camera pointed out over downtown Baghdad, and there's military helicopters moving in. That's exactly what it looks like.
So do you feel confident that if there's ever a big crisis where you live in South Texas, the government will come save you?
No. Any city this happens to will suffer the same fate as New Orleans, unfortunately. The government does not learn lessons, apparently. And if it did, again, if this accidentally happened, shame on everyone involved.
But how do we change? How do we change? Because there have been some looting, some problems in South Florida or in Puerto Rico, but it's never been even 1/10 of this. And in the past, they came in, they got order, they were, you know, they assessed things, they were friendly to some extent. I mean, what was different? I mean, is this just that our military, our police have changed, or what happened?
I think that the people in charge took the wrong steps. On the local level, they didn't plan correctly. Again, for days beforehand, they're telling us this is coming, get ready, it's coming. When it finally came, they're like, holy cow, that came here? You know, that's the first step. Step two was, again, the military and FEMA moving in. And like you said, Harry Lee had to send his SWAT teams to get the Jefferson Parish water back because FEMA took their water from them. You know, FEMA moved in, and what few supplies people did have, the government took away from them. Still left them abandoned.
But see, that's all standard. That's been what FEMA put in place when it was set up in 79. So I don't think they screwed up in Iraq. They meant to destroy it and make it as bad as possible. I don't think they screwed up in New Orleans. They wanted to make it a disaster to then call for new powers and get more funding. Mr. Bills, thank you for making the film.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. We appreciate your courage, and we'll talk to you soon.
Very good.
God bless. All right, we'll be putting together something special for you folks on the Internet because our goal is to get the truth out. We appreciate his help. If you want to support us, please go to InfoWars.com and get yourself a great shortwave radio. We got 5 different models there, great systems at incredibly low prices. And you can tune into the whole world and bypass Big Brother. It's great for emergencies. You can listen to my show 11 to 2 and back from 9 to midnight. So when you're out in the field or when you're out driving around or when you're trucking or with whatever you're doing, great deals, and you can get them in time for Christmas to give as gifts or give a gift to yourself of information. And please get Terror Storm. I mean, we've got big discounts on Terror Storm as low as $9.95 per film for a 3-hour film, 2-hour film, 68 minutes of extras. It's such an important documentary about who the real terrorists are, how they create crises. America, Freedom to Fascism. Give that as a gift this holiday season. We've got discounts on that. The new 9/11 Inside Job t-shirt we're offering. Great to give. Take action. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And don't forget the PrisonPlanet.tv special running until the end of this month. Almost 6 months free when you sign up for a year. So you pay for 6 months and some change, and you get 5.3 months free. So, PrisonPlanet.tv, go check out all the benefits there. To my crew, to the office, to the network, Genesis Communications, to the affiliates, the sponsors, you the listeners, and to Jesus, to everybody, I am so thankful and honored to be your host, and thankful that you tune in to us. Have a great weekend. See you back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and back on Monday.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.